Slay Nice agent's family receives benefits after Representative Myra Flores intervenes. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on September 21, 2022. The family of a federal agent who was killed in Mexico at the hands of Los Zetas cartel in 2011 will finally be able to receive funeral and survivor benefits after a Texas congresswoman intervened. "This is an injustice. They lost their son. Is this how we treat our men and women in law enforcement that risked their lives to protect us all?" Congresswoman Myra Flores, RTX, told Breitbart Texas as she announced her intervention into the matter of ICE Special Agent Jaime Zapata's survivor benefits. "The least we could do after him giving his life is to provide for his family." The congresswoman got involved 6 weeks ago when Mary Zapata contacted Flores' office. Mary is the mother of ICE agent Jaime Zapata, who died in February 2011 in Mexico, when a squad of gunmen from Los Zetas cartel ambushed his vehicle. Fellow ICE agent Jaime Avila sustained numerous injuries but survived. "We were in shock to realize that they were still waiting for those benefits," Flores said. "They were very surprised when we were able to get it done in 6 weeks." In a prepared statement, the Zapata family thanked Flores for her help and expressed their sorrow at the situation. "No family should ever have to go through the pain and suffering of losing a family member, only to be forgotten by Washington bureaucrats for more than 11 years," Mary Zapata wrote. "Congresswoman Flores and her staff worked to represent our family interests with dedication and sincere concern from day one. Our family is most grateful for her service. Layers of bureaucracy and red tape delay the funeral benefits for Zapata's family. However, the issue shows a much deeper problem where career bureaucrats forget the sacrifices made by fallen agents and their families," Flores said. "This is an injustice, everything that this family went through. And for them to still have to deal with the government," the congresswoman said. "This case was well known, this tragic incident, and they still did not help them. Agent Avila has also gone through so much and he is still waiting for his benefits." After retiring from ICE, Avila broke a long-distance shooting record and has run for local public offices in Texas. In November 2021, President Joe Biden signed the Jaime Zapata and Victor Avila Federal Officers and Employees Protection Act, which made it a crime to attack agents overseas. However, none of the Zapatas or Avila were invited to the signing ceremony. "Bureaucrats continue to play politics with people's lives," Flores said. "This should not be political." Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.